Up on the north coast of Sonoma County, Fort Ross has been standing for about 200 years now. This weekend, they will be having their annual festival, and on the line to tell us about it, Robin Joy Wellman, an interpretive specialist for the state parks. It's all about history, isn't it?
Yes, that's right. It's a very diverse history. We want to encourage everyone to come out to learn more about the diverse people who lived here.
So when you have this special event, what do you do that's above and beyond the normal?
We have a very Russian influence, and nowhere else in California is there an event like this. We highlight the Russian aspects of Fort Ross, but also the Kashaya, the Coast Miwok, the Native Alaskan. And with that, we have two Russian groups singing different traditional songs in the fort compound, and they include the visitors to come and dance with them. And then also with the Kashaya, we do have, at the end of the day, the performers, and Native Alaskans are there representing their people as well. Fort Ross is such a diverse place that the different voices of this history are, of course, in the past, but also here today. There's so much to learn. There's different historic crafts. We have a full militia, even though no battles ever took place here. And nowhere else in Northern California can you find a lineup like we have with the musket and the cannon firings. And we have the horse carriage. It's free from the parking area down to the fort compound. So there's something really for everybody, all ages. It's just a really fun place to be.
What sort of hands-on opportunities are there for visitors of various ages?
Well, we have basket making and rope making. There's also candle rolling. We have farm animals throughout the day. You can visit the blacksmith and the tinsmith and the woodworkers. You can join in with song and dance. There's also food. We have vendors that represent a lot of the foods that were here, but also foods that people love today.
What's the cost to get in?
$20 per car. Doesn't matter how many people are in the car. You can pack it up, well, according to safety.
You've been doing this for a number of years now. How does it change from year to year?
The name changes. We've had Fort Ross Festival since 2012 as the name. A lot of the people that come out that are our volunteers, and we have over 100 people in costume, they've been coming out, some of them, over 20 years, and they just really bring this place alive, and that's remained the same. Things that change are food opportunities, and then some of the crafts change. But really, it's the same. Very warm and very welcoming and just very casual.
Well, Robin, it sounds like a busy, full, and entertaining day. I appreciate your taking time to give us a preview.
Well, thank you very much. And Fort Ross is such a shining star for Sonoma County. I always am surprised when people say they've never been out to Fort Ross, and it's a beautiful drive. I hear there's going to be a bit of heat this weekend, so the coast is the place to be.
No argument here. Thanks for talking with us.
Thank you very much.